producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. I thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about a really cool story right off the bat. It's what does the color of your car mean about you? Well, yeah, there's a lot of factors that come into folks choosing a color of a vehicle. A lot of manufacturers spend a lot of money in research, and not only is the color choice tell the world a little bit about you, but also the color of your vehicle can affect its resale value and many other factors. So we're going to be joined by a very special guest momentarily who's going to be telling us all about it. A little later on in the broadcast, we'll be joined by the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones, and we'll talk some classic car stuff. Along the way, if you would like to chime in via the telephone, we are toll-free anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Or recently, the folks at Bloomberg got in touch with me and sent me a story, which really I enjoyed so much, so I had to arrange to get the author of that story on with us live here to tell us all about car colors and how they relate to personality and image, as well as some of the trends within the automakers as far as car colors, what luxury cars are generally sold in, what are the palettes of colors that tend to attract the luxury buyer, and much, much more. It's my pleasure to welcome Hannah Elliott from Bloomberg.com. Hannah, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
This is a great story, and you know, one of these things that a lot of people don't think about, but certainly the car companies spend an awful lot of money doing research on this, and the fact of the matter is the color of your vehicle not only will affect its long-term resale value, but as you write about, it actually tells the world a little bit about your personality.
That's right. It's really interesting. I talked with several different of the designers for Cadillac and for Bentley and for a couple other car makers too, and they said that people are so tied in with their personality and their memory and their mood to the color of their car.
Isn't that amazing? And I understand that there are trends in car colors, and they tend to flip about every 6 or 8 years or so, Hannah?
Yeah, that's right. They're tied in with the natural, generation cycle of when the automaker renews the car every year. So the trends do change like they would in, you know, fashion, but they take a lot longer to change because cars are regenerated every 6 or 7 years. So the trends in cars take a longer time.
And in speaking with a lot of car designers, as you say, a lot of them are influenced by the fashion industry, and even home furnishings tends to definitely pique their interest as well. But as you write in your story right off the bat, believe it or not, most luxury cars are not McLaren orange or Ferrari red. As a matter of fact, the luxury segment has some very specific colors that seem to be chosen over others. Tell us about some of the most popular colors in the luxury segment.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Just like you said, it's not Ferrari red. The number one most popular car color for luxury cars is silver. A full third of luxury vehicles are silver, according to Kelley Blue Book. And then another 30% on top of that are some version of white, maybe a powder or a cream, or some, you know, automakers like to use lots of different creative words, but basically another version of white. And then black is the third, again, the third most popular color. So these are pretty standard, classic hues, I guess.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense in a lot of ways. I would imagine a lot of luxury car buyers tend to be a little bit conservative, so they're going to want something that is not going to stand out in the crowd. They're certainly not going to go for some of the exotic colors that, let's say, a car company like Lamborghini offers.
Yeah, that's right. That's very true. You know, part of it, too, is those colors, like you alluded to earlier, will sell better later on. They tend to have more of a timeless look, more of an elegant look. And so when you put your car in that color, it's going to help it retain its value a little bit more.
And today, with the price of an average new vehicle going out the dealership door at more than $30,000, and some of the luxury models these days, it's not uncommon to be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. It's a major investment. So your choice of your color can definitely affect the long-term resale value. So it's a very important consideration.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too. People ask, well, what makes a car look dated? Well, the colors that are also in the surrounding culture have to relate to your car. So if you get silver, that's a pretty safe bet, like you said. If you get teal, that's going to match things from the 90s. So you want to stay away from that. If we're in 2000, that's another way you can kind of try to keep your car relevant. It's silver, white, very neutral.
And quite often when I talk to experts when it comes to some of the high-end vehicles that are collectible, quite often the experts will tell me black is the color. You know, like Corvettes, for example, they always say that the black-on-black Corvettes are the ones that tend to bring the most money. That's interesting. Black, you know, continues to be a strong color choice among different segments.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I will say, too, that the shape of the car really determines a lot about what colors look good on it. For instance, a yellow Miata is going to look different than a yellow minivan. And, you know, with a Corvette, I've seen a lot of yellow Corvettes. Again, probably the black ones will hold their value better, maybe a little more neutral. But you're right, it's very... It depends on the car, too, for sure.
Yeah, because as you point out in the article, when it comes to luxury cars, only 8.5% of luxury cars sold last year were black. So
yeah,
might work in sports cars, but not in the luxury space. Let's talk about white. What does white communicate to the world if you choose a white vehicle?
Well, white colors in general tend to signify calmness, freshness, just peace. They're very clean, very serene. The idea is, okay, this is someone who, you know, might be like, I don't know, in touch with nature, very just a calm, fresh, clean palette.
That is really cool. We're talking with Hannah Elliott from Bloomberg.com. She's written a wonderful story about what the color of your luxury car says about you. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. It's toll-free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Talking a little bit more about the luxury segment, I mean, for very limited numbers, once you get into really high-end vehicles, let's say Bentleys and stuff like that, for those people who do want something very unusual, they will do it. I mean, some of these car companies will actually match any color that you bring them for a price. So every now and then, even a conservative company like Bentley will turn out something with a rather unusual color combination.
That's exactly right. It's really interesting. I spoke with the color designer at Bentley, and Bentley has 17 standard exterior options plus 90 other exterior options alone. And on top of that, they have a bespoke program so that if you pay the right price, you can bring in your favorite tie, your favorite dress, your favorite nail polish, whatever you want, and they will match that for the outside of your car. And the idea is this is something that reflects who you are as a person, your personality.
excellent. When we come back on the other side, much more with Hannah Elliott from Bloomberg.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac down?
We want to say hello to all of our great listeners all across North America and around the world at GCNLive.com.
We've got a great story here with our very special guest, Hannah Elliott from Bloomberg.com. She's written a wonderful story. It's called What the Color of Your Luxury Car Says About You and Your Taste. You can check it out at Bloomberg.com. And for those people who are considering the purchase of a Lamborghini, Anna writes, people don't like your green Lamborghini, and it will be harder to sell than a white one. So keep that in mind if you are a lucky folk that is considering the purchase of a Lamborghini. Let's talk a little bit more about color in general and how it expresses your personality. I understand that tone really says a lot about your personality. Big, bold colors such as red and yellow are definitely associated with certain personality types. Tell us more, Hannah.
Yeah, that's definitely true. According to, again, the color designers I spoke with at the automakers, again, it's kind of common sense. You know, red, yellow, very strong hues are associated with people who are younger, more aggressive drivers, who tend to like sportier cars, and the more muted tones, the neutrals, the light browns, those are considered a little more stately, a little more reserved. Again, it's kind of common sense, but it definitely bears out in the car world. And the other thing, too, is actually according to Sherwin-Williams and a report they did, the state of the economy and just the cultural mood can also affect what colors people are drawn to. For instance, in times of economic downturns, people tend toward grays, toward more muted colors. And when mm-hmm. things are kind of on the upswing, again, brighter, bolder hues are more popular, just in general in culture. And that's reflected in cars as well.
Another thing that listeners of Auto World are definitely up to speed on is the fact that if you're married or have a girlfriend in your life, the female companion is going to play a major role not only in the selection of the vehicle that you're about to purchase, but also in the colors, not only of the interior, but also of the exterior as well. So women, even though they may not be buying the particular vehicle for themselves, they're definitely going to influence the choice for the family and even for their male companion.
This is true, and I, you know, I of course want to be careful with generalizing this, but certainly the lady I spoke with at Bentley said, look, we have more male buyers than female buyers who are buying our cars. The gentlemen typically are very into picking the variant on the engine and the model of the car. She says, in general, they often let their wife or their girlfriend or their significant other pick the color of the car. So I guess it's kind of a happy medium. One person gets to pick the engine type and the other gets to pick the color.
It sounds like a decent compromise to me, absolutely. And another thing, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, is the fact that, you know, if you choose one of the unusual colors and you're going to keep this car for a while, you're running the risk that that unusual color that's in vogue here for 2015 may definitely not be in vogue when you're ready to turn it in 2022. So you got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, that's true. The expert I spoke with at Kelley Blue Book said, look, if you're trying to sell a car that is painted an unpopular shade of brown, I don't know if I want to say unpopular, something that is very unique, 5 years from now, it probably will decrease the residual value of your car from $100, $200 to even a couple thousand dollars. And he says basically, look, today's popular color will probably still be popular 5 years from now. Less popular colors, less popular 5 years from now.
Very true. And as you pointed out earlier, the shape of the car matters too. A yellow minivan, as you write in the story, has an entirely different vibe than a yellow Miata. Isn't that the truth?
That is very much the truth. Yeah, you got to be careful when you think about the size and type of your car.
And the other thing that's kind of cool to talk about is the fact that, you know, as you touched on a little bit earlier, that every now and then, you know, sometimes celebrity types and folks who are extremely well off do this bespoke thing and really go over the top with their color choices. And speaking with the folks at Bentley, what was one of the more rare combinations that they've ever put together for a customer?
Well, I think if we think back enough, we can remember Paris Hilton driving a Barbie doll pink Bentley. That was a bespoke car that they did for her. Bentley's, their motto is, look, if one of our clients wants that car, we will make that car for her. They will never say no. They might say, let's wait, let's think about it, try to gently steer a client toward something maybe a little less polarizing. But at the end of the day, according to Bentley, look, if you want that color, you want that bespoke process, they will do it for you for the right price.
Of course. And for a car company like Bentley, which is a global car company like most car companies today, but Bentley being on a high-end scale, a color that is sold in the Middle East is going to be quite different because of the environmental factors than a color that they sell in England. It really depends on the locale where the vehicle is being driven.
That's right. And that's, I just want to always remember, don't be so judgmental of a color that I think, that looks terrible, because it is true that certain colors look better under different lighting. So if you talk to the people at Bentley and you see this, bright orange car or a yellow, weird tone of yellow, and that car is going to the Middle East or to India or to Asia, those colors look different under that lighting. So it is possible that something that looks terrible in London could look amazing in the desert. And that's just something to keep in mind.
Absolutely. And another fact that Hannah points out in the article is bright colors, such as red, for example, you think of a red Ferrari or something like that, look better under a hot sun. No wonder there are so many red Ferraris out in California and places like that. But this is a great article, and you also share with your readers pictures of the upcoming entry into the sport utility marketplace from Bentley called the Bentayga. This is the first time that this luxury automaker has dived into the SUV marketplace, and I think that's going to bring a lot more buyers into the brand, and I would definitely say that the color choice of an SUV is going to be different than the color choice of a Bentley Continental Coupe because of the different shapes, as you point out.
Exactly. The Bentayga also, they've been showing it in this Kodachrome color, which they say is very futuristic. Even though it harkens back to old Kodachrome photographs, they're saying right now in the culture, people want that. They respond to the soulful vintage character, and that's why they're showing the Bentayga in that color.
Amazing. Hannah, you're great. Love to get you back down the road. Thanks for your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
It's an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us online at GCNLive.com, or if you're listening to us via archive, tape delay, anytime. It's great to be on the air and spreading one of my favorite things in the entire world, and that's automobiles and the passion that comes along with America's more than 100-year love affair with the car. And speaking of great contributors to the show in the first hour of the broadcast, if you were with us, we had Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. Also sliding up to the microphone right now, another great contributor here to the broadcast. He is the CEO of the OldCarGuys.com. Don Jones joins us live from the St. Louis, Missouri area. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good today, Bob.
Excellent. We were talking with Hannah Elliott from Bloomberg.com before you came on about car colors, and I remember you saying, and something that I think is important to touch on for some of our younger listeners here, going back into the 1950s, the automakers, in an attempt to attract female buyers, actually made some very unusual cars that were, you know, today it would be considered sexist, but they tried to go after the female buyer, the female market, with some very special color combinations. And tell our listeners a little bit about this kind of era in the automobile world where automakers were making these funky colors that they thought were really going to woo the ladies out there.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's about the mid-1950s, and the one that comes in mind is Dodge with their, I think it was the Lance. They basically created a car not only with the colors, but also with the interior and the accessories. This Royal Lance came with a collection of a little raincoat, an umbrella. There was an extra large glove compartment where the cosmetics that came with the car could be kept.
And the cosmetics came with the car. That's great.
Well, hey, it's not my marketing scheme, but it only lasted a couple of years, so obviously it didn't work very well. And the colors were very feminine. And I remember in the mid-60s when my friends were buying cars that they could afford. And the cars that I'm talking about, by 10 years later, were selling for $50 or $100 or in that neighborhood. Which, you guys should have been in our era because there were some good buys of classic cars back then. But anyway, so we kind of made fun of our buddies when they picked a car that was kind of peach and pink. For $50, the price was right. I'm kind of thinking probably they could have got a better color if they would have paid $75 for it instead of $50. But that was the way things went back then.
In speaking with a lot of classic car experts, sports car experts, a lot of times when it comes to resale value, let's say, for example, as I pointed out to Hannah, that people always tell me in the Corvette marketplace, for example, that black is the color to go for, which is surprising because a lot of people would think, Corvette, you want it to be red. Matter of fact, somebody wrote a book in the 1990s saying it was about the fifth generation Corvette. It was called All Corvettes Are Red. I know Corvette Mike Vietro, who is a well-known Corvette expert, Mike Yeager, also a Corvette expert from Mid-American Motorworks. They always say to me, the most sought-after color combination is black on black, black exterior, black interior. Do you find that to be true, Don, with a lot of the muscle cars? Of course, we have to discount those custom colors from Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth, but is black always a safe choice when it comes to performance cars like Corvettes?
I would think so. Again, it falls into different genres of automobiles. What I like in basic black, of course, the Corvettes. Let's come back to Corvette colors in a minute. But the 57 Chevrolet, I think it's a great-looking car in black. Mid-62 or early 60s to mid-60 Impalas look very good in black. It's kind of an offset, too, of like a black exterior with a red interior. It's been kind of popular. But again, I think it falls into the make and the model of the car. And I said earlier, Corvettes look good in black, again, depending on the years. I think particularly the newer ones. But I'd have to go with red is the magic color when it comes to Corvettes. I had a 75 Corvette that ran about 450 horsepower. And it was kind of like the first thing that I noticed is that when I'm driving down the street, it kind of announced itself. So initial attention by the sound of the car, so you get the first eyes on, and then the eyes would start to look away when they realize what they're looking at, and you get that secondary look. It's almost like the double take in an old TV show. But it was the color that really brought the attention to the car. So I don't think you can go wrong with a red older Corvette. I would probably also say on the 80 Corvettes, I've seen some really cool ones in like a canary yellow. But I'm not sure. I probably would go with black before the canary yellow. But definitely, I've seen a lot of people when I was living on the East Coast driving yellow vets. And of course, I painted my 52 panel yellow, but mainly because it's the most outlandish color and the one that you can see coming, 5 miles away.
Very true. Don Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com. We're available for any classic car questions right now at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. And as I always say now, anytime Don is with us, Don is one of the few people that I've ever had in my more than 20 years here of doing Auto World and all the other radio shows that I've done in my lifetime who doesn't mind giving out his own personal number. So if you've got a question, or more importantly, if you need something, if you've got an old car and you're stuck, you need a part, you need a bumper, Don can help you out. If you're selling a car, if you're looking to buy a particular car, Don, why don't you give the folks listening all around North America your number?
Right, it's area code 314-306-7507, and you can get me on the telephone, or you can get me at theoldcarguys.com or theoldcarguys@gmail.com. And if you got a question, give me a holler. If you're looking for a part, give me a holler. We handle about 600 calls a month trying to find rare parts for people, so it'll just get in line and we'll try to find yours as well.
Excellent. And as long as we're on the subject of colors, of course, the folks at what is now called FCA, the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, you know, have done such a wonderful job in resurrecting some of those classic Mopar colors for the Dodge Challenger, for example. You know, these colors, which were produced back in the late 60s and early 70s, colors like the Plum Crazy or Tor Red. These colors are back for 2015, but those color combinations, those very rare ones, if you can find an original, those cars are worth a whole boatload of cash. When we come back, we got a couple of questions here for Don that have floated in. Get in with yours at Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at Auto World Radio, or via the telephone 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're having all kinds of fun with Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And again, check out Don's website. It is theoldcarguys.com, and you can reach him anytime via the telephone at 314-306-7507. Got a question here, and the question comes in from Matthew. Matthew is listening in Michigan, and Matthew wants to know, how difficult would it be for Don, for Matthew to get a hold of a decent Model T Ford for less than $15,000? Is that something that's doable?
It's doable. I would say, depending on how well the car is restored, it may be a bargain to get it less than $15,000. I've got one in needs restoration. It's a little coupe. It's probably been sitting behind the barn for 50, 60, 70 years. It was recovered by a fellow in Wymore, Nebraska. And it's sitting up in Wymore. I don't remember the price on it. It's up on my website. But that car could probably be gotten for about less than $5,000, probably be restored to pretty good condition in that $15,000 range.
Yeah, it's $6,000. I just looked it up.
Say again?
No, it's a Model A. I'm sorry. There's a Model A on your website for $6,000. Okay. This gentleman's looking for a Model T. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be quite honest with you. I get confused sometimes if I'm looking at a Model A or a Model T. There was one up there. It seemed to me I had one down in Missouri as well. That one was in the 20s, but it was a touring car that was in incredibly good shape. That guy was in the mid-20s, and it's doable. If he shoots me an email, I'll go ahead and do a little research and see if I can't find him a deal. But they are out there, and they're probably in the Midwest, so if you got to figure on shipping costs to get it if you're out on either of the coast. But, they're there.
Yeah, there definitely are. Let's Let's see, we've got another question which is just floated in via the email as well. This one is from a gentleman in Missouri, and the gentleman's name is Henry. Henry wants to know about getting a 57 T-Bird. He says he has always wanted a 57 T-Bird, and he wants to know, Don, how much would he have to pay for a decent driver type 57 T-Bird. He's not looking to win any trophies at shows. He just wants to own a 57 T-Bird.
I think my recommendations would be to look to buy directly from an owner. I would also say that in the mid-20s, low to mid-20s would be a fair price. I've seen a few of them in the last couple of years go for that. They were drivers. They were a basic four-barrel car. If you start getting into the exotics, which I would say a tri-power car or a two four-barrel car would be a little more expensive. But I think you can do it somewhere in that $20,000-$22,000 range.
Excellent. Got another question. This one is from Josh, and Josh is listening in North Carolina, and Josh is interested in finding out a little bit more about your business, Don, theoldcarguys.com. He wants to know, and you do definitely handle any fire vehicles, fire trucks. You definitely do that. You talk about it all the time.
Fire trucks. Not only that, but I belong to the Fire Apparatus Historical Society Gateway Chapter here in St. Louis. So the first Thursday every month, I'm talking to like 50 other fire truck guys. But yeah, I think over the last few years, we sold a neighborhood of 14, 15 fire trucks. I've got a nice one. It's a, I think, a 85 GMC. I'm waiting for the estate to release it to me. It's in probate right now. That will sell between $3,500 and $5,000. It's a parade truck. It may be a little bit of brake work needed. New tires on it. Just a great little starter fire truck. Keep in mind, this isn't something you can park in the garage. You're going to have to have a special place to put it, but it'll definitely get you some attention. If you belong to an organization that can use in parades, it's a great way to go. Or if you've got a business, it's a great advertisement for a business. So I think everybody should have their own fire truck at least once in their life. But then again, I think everybody should have a tank at least once in their life.
Let's talk about the tank. That certainly is something that you've got to have room for, too. Are there any laws that folks need to be aware of as far as purchasing a military vehicle? Is there anything that you would have for advice for folks? I mean, I'm sure the U.S. military wants to make sure that you're getting something that can't be used in an illegal fashion. Are all the tanks and other vehicles that are out there for sale that are ex-military, have they been kind of taken out of the position of being
right,
able to be used as an assault type vehicle?
Yeah, I think a common word would be demilled or demilitarized. So they may have a device that looks like a cannon, or may have replica machine guns on it. But obviously, you don't want a weapon of war. I don't think the Second Amendment really, kind of allows us to have our own private tank force. But demilling, there's ways of taking the demilled cannon and using an oxyacetylene type of device to make it give a boom and a flash to make it look like a cannon is functioning. These are how they do it in the movies. The James Garner movie back in the 80s called Tank, that tank was owned by a person here in St. Louis that belonged to the World War II reenactors and used to use that in reenacting as well as a prop in different movies, and he used that acetylene set up on this Sherman tank. So that's one aspect of it. Check with your local and state laws as far as having an artificial weapon on it. New York, for instance, is very, very strict on having fake weapons that look too real, so be careful of that. Also, most states have rules against what type of tracks or tires that you can use. So if you have an older armored vehicle that has metal against asphalt that may tear up the city street, that is probably going to cause you some problems. So there's a lot of nice buys in four-wheel, six-wheel armored vehicles that have the rubber treads, which aren't any problem for being street legal. And some of the tanks of the 60s have actually heavy rubber pads without metal to street contact, so those would not be a problem. But you get into like the M3 Stuart, the Sherman tank, I don't see any World War I tanks on the street, but that would be a problem with those too. But you know, for those, yeah, you're going to have some problems. Soviet armor is pretty well rubbered tires as well. There's some good buys that were coming out of the Soviet Union on Russian armor. There's a museum that we work with in Danville, Virginia. We've got a little armored vehicle up for sale for them. And that outfit down there would be a good place to get information to educate yourself prior to trying to buy an armored vehicle. That private owner down there has over 120 pieces of historic armor in his collection. So I would say he is a walking expert on rules for armored vehicles.
Sure. Good to know. And as long as we're talking unusual vehicles, fire trucks, military vehicles, how about amphibious vehicles? Have you sold any of those in your day?
I have not found any amphibs. Actually, the Duck, the 2.5-ton Army utility truck that was famous in World War II, particularly at the D-Day invasion, those are very collectible. They're out there. I really haven't gotten involved in them, but a lot of big cities, Boston for one, your old hometown,
mm-hmm.
has the duck rides. A lot
of
the
duck tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're out there. The parts are available. It's basically the dry crane or standard World War II deuce and a half. So that's doable. But
very
the
good.
Other end of it, I've seen them, but I haven't got them for sale yet.
Everybody, check out theoldcarguys.com. And again, you can dial up Don, 314-306-7507. Thank you, Don. And thank you, everybody, on the other side of the radio. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
I'm on the road again.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.